Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Madeline LaRue, Her Magazine editor and News Tribune features editor. Welcome, Madeline.
Thank you.
So, Madeline, I understand that there's something about to hit the streets here really soon.
Yes.
The March-April issue of Her Magazine will be coming to a rack near you. Yes?
Yes, on March 18th.
Okay.
We're very excited. This has been a really fun issue for us to work on, so I've been really excited to see the response when this comes out.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about this issue. Why was this issue so fun?
Well, in-house, we've been referring to it as our nerd edition, because I'm a nerd, and I love nerdy things, and there's a lot of nerdy girls that I hang out with. So we decided to tackle some topics that are seen as nerdy interests, like cosplay and Dungeons and Dragons and esports and the Renaissance Fair, and talk to the women locally who take part in those activities and what they get out of it.
Well, let me say, first of all, I've never thought of you as a nerdy person. So kind of give us an idea as to maybe people are not familiar with what cosplay is versus Renaissance. So give us kind of an idea of these different genres of entertainment.
And, absolutely. And, first off, to your point about me not being a nerd, I was once a member of a Supreme Court Fantasy League. So just throw that out there.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I think more or less of
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Right,
it's a questionable thing. So cosplay is basically kind of the best way. This is a little bit of a trivialized description of it, but it's kind of like adult dress up. Basically, the people who indulge in cosplay are embodying characters, either characters that they've created themselves or characters that are in comic books or anime, you know, graphic novels, things like that. And they will embody that character and act like that character from dress to everything. And there's a lot of conventions, you know, Comic-Con, which everybody kind of knows, has a lot of cosplay with that. And Jefferson City actually hosts an annual Cosplay-Con in June at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. And that attracts nearly 1,000 people from all over the United States. The organizer even told us they get people as far away from Alabama and New Mexico, which is kind of cool. So we talked to a few women here who take part in that activity and what they like to do. And we actually had so much fun. We got four of them in our photo studio, dressing in different costumes and characters and just really going all out with it, which was fantastic.
So I wasn't in the office on that day, nor were our listeners. So give us an idea of who these four people are.
So we had four wonderful ladies who take part in the local Cosplay-Con, Michaela Degar, Jolaya Chapel, Beth Adkins, and Jamie Harris. So they all came in with a variety of costumes. Beth Adkins is what you would call kind of a limited cosplay. She doesn't like really intricate costumes. So she kind of had one that was, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it's a teenage witch that's kind of famous in anime. But the other ladies had so much. Jolaya Chapel dressed as different anime characters and manga characters. Jamie Harris dressed as Ariel at one point, even using a fork to brush her hair, which I thought was kind of hilarious. And part of that is what led to a lot of questions in the office, because she got really into character and started singing Part of Your World, which floated up to editorial and advertising offices, and people asked a lot of questions about what we were doing.
That explains a lot right there.
Yes. So another part of that story is actually we talked to a couple of people in Mid-Missouri, including one 15-year-old girl here in town who specialize in making their own costumes. This 15-year-old girl, London Ortega, she knows that she already wants to be a costume designer. That's what she wants to do as she gets older, and she is already far more skilled at it than people like me could ever hope to be. So in this issue, you'll actually see some examples of some of the things that she's done, and I promise it will blow you away, especially when you think of this being made by a 15-year-old.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen some of the initial pages there, and it's just fascinating.
It is.
The extent of work and passion these folks have in this cosplay.
Absolutely, and you can tell how much fun they have with it.
Okay, so another element of it was esports.
Yes. Esports was a really fun one. So esports, if you're unfamiliar, that's basically electronic sports, video games, which have become a legitimate field of competition. A lot of colleges have formed esports teams and there are leagues. You can get scholarships to college for esports, which is a huge change from when I was growing up and everybody was saying video games might permanently harm your child, and now you can get a college scholarship.
I got to throw this out to my son, who is in IT, and he told me that many years ago, and I scoffed at the idea.
Exactly.
So dad says, you're right, son.
Exactly. And so Jefferson City High School has an esports team. So we went out there and talked to a couple of the young ladies that are on that team. We also spoke to a couple of the young ladies on the Helias Robotics team, which isn't exactly esports, but we wanted to get into the field of kind of technology, of girls studying different technical aspects, such as robotics and computer science, and the Cyber Club at Lighthouse Preparatory Academy was another one. One of the most interesting things I found with that was I went into this thinking that a lot of these young girls would have the same experiences that I had growing up, where these were seen as boys' activities. Mm-hmm. And to be a girl going into it, you're going to face some things. A lot of these young girls never even occurred to them that really? It was a boys' activity.
Really?
At some point, they realized that they were one of the few girls in the room, but it was nothing they had ever thought about, which I thought was a really great sign of things moving forward in a great way for these girls to have opportunities that are not gender focused.
So they didn't feel disadvantaged?
They didn't.
They were the only girl or one of a few girls?
I talked to one young lady who was the only girl in the robotics club at Helias. She's now one of two girls in it. Mm-hmm. But in her first year, she was the only girl. And she said she wasn't surprised by that. She kind of expected it. And she actually enjoyed being kind of the only girl. Mm. It was fun for her. She had no problem. But she also was really excited when she saw the second girl come in that second year of, oh my God, there's somebody else who's going to relate to me and my experiences. Mm. But they had really no challenges. The boys never made them feel unwelcome. It was very much seen as a level playing field. These girls were kind of thrown off when I even brought up the subject of, is this something that you've experienced? And that seemed to be one of the early times that they've thought about it even.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So as part of this issue, there were a variety of other things that kind of qualified as, quote, nerds.
Yes.
So what are some of the other elements of that part of the magazine?
So we spoke to some of the local women who take part in the Central Missouri Renaissance Fair, which is out in Kingdom City. It's a little further than our normal coverage area, but it is the closest Renaissance Fair in mid-Missouri. So we did want to include that. And that was really interesting. You have this whole community of people who get together three weekends a year. Very similar to cosplay, where you're embodying a character in a costume. In fact, one of my favorites in that story was there is a woman there, her and her husband, they do tarot card readings as Lady Gloriana and the Mystic Bob. So it's just kind
Mystic Bob,
the Mystic
not Mystic
Bob.
Robert.
No, the Mystic Bob.
All right,
so
all right.
Just kind of really fun. And they talk about how this is just a family for them. Okay. Another story that we did was looking at role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons.
Mm. Is that back?
It is. It's never gone away.
Oh, wow.
It has never gone away. It's just expanded. And actually, the Missouri River Regional Library hosts Dungeons & Dragons nights that have been so successful. They've actually expanded it. They're now starting a junior Dungeons & Dragons for kids ages 7 to 11.
So how does Dungeons & Dragons work?
Well, as a player, I can tell you.
Right. Confession time.
Yes,
here.
Exactly. Right. Dungeons & Dragons is, again, you're creating a character. Now, this one is on paper, but you're going to create a character that has an entire backstory and is whether or not they're good or evil, however you want to play it. And then you have what's called a dungeon master, who is creating the campaign and basically asking your character to respond to certain challenges and obstacles and storylines. Hmm. You really get to decide how the story goes forward. The main feature is dice. There are huge dice sets that go into this, and you need a 20-sided die to basically determine your success or failure at whatever action you want to do, with a 20 being the absolute best, the most success you could get, and a 1, which is called a natural 1, meaning you failed so hard you achieved the opposite of what you were trying to do.
Okay. All right. So how long have you been playing Dungeons & Dragons?
Almost 10 years. My boyfriend got me to start playing. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty serious player. And it actually became kind of a couple's activity for us. We have a couple friends who play Dungeons & Dragons, and we get together once a week for a campaign. But it is a really fun community-focused event where you are there's very much a social aspect.
Yeah.
At the Dungeons & Dragons event that our reporter went to at the end of January, there were over 50 people in the library gallery playing this at once in different teams. Mm-hmm. And you are seeing more girls be a part of it. One of the things that's in that story is that most of the dungeon masters right now are men, because this was more encouraged for boys.
Sure.
But now you've got more and more girls playing, so they expect that trend to kind of turn a little bit. Plus, this used to be very much seen as like the epitome of a nerdy, geeky activity.
Right.
You know, kids in their basements who don't go outside. Those things have been normalized a lot more by the prevalence of things like Stranger Things. That mm-hmm. Netflix show really popularized that a little bit. And you have some very high-profile celebrities who talk about how much they're into this.
So in addition to this, what other elements will readers see with the next issue of Her?
So outside of our nerd focus, we have a couple of different things going on. So one of the other stories we did was on the Z Club of Jefferson City, which is associated with Zonta International. Mm-hmm. And the Z Club is for high school girls, and it's promoting female empowerment, basically trying to provide opportunities for them to grow in leadership skills and provide service to their community. They are going to be hosting their very first ever Girl Empowerment Day in April, which I just thought was such a great, exciting concept, and what a great fit for Her magazine.
Absolutely.
And this will be geared towards 6th through 8th grade girls. And it's going to try and teach them self-defense, nature survival, de-stress techniques, mm-hmm. all of these things that are supposed to basically give them hopefully a more confident base as they head into those very turbulent high school years, which are probably the most insecure time in a girl's life.
Absolutely.
So their hope is to get them the tools that they need to really better tackle those challenges, mm-hmm. as well as recruit more girls to the Z Club.
And what was the date on that again?
That's April 4th,
okay.
And that's at Memorial Park.
Okay.
And that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. So so let's talk about the magazine.
Yeah.
It comes out every other month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely locally written.
Yes.
Locally produced.
Yep.
So what are things that are be coming up in upcoming issues of Her magazine?
So we are always looking for ideas. So I always tell people, if you have an idea for a good Her magazine theme or story, please let me know, because I don't always come up with the best ones. I need other people's help. What we're looking at for our next issue, which would be our May-June issue, is we're looking at generally a cover theme of music. Mm. When I say cover theme, basically like this one, we have a cover theme of something. We want to have a few stories that hit on that specific theme. We always try to have a few stories outside of that to make sure that we're appealing to a wide array of interests. Mm-hmm. But so our cover theme for our May-June issue, we're looking at music, looking at some of the local female musicians, as well as some of the bigger music events in Jefferson City as we head into those summer months with mm-hmm. popular things like Thursday Night Live, which has been going on for over 10 years now.
Right.
And Porch Fest will be starting up. A lot of great outdoor music-focused events.
Yeah. So if someone has a musician that they would like to suggest, or a topic for another issue down the road, how could they get that to you?
They can come by the News Tribune offices on Monroe Street. I'm usually here, and if not, people know how to find me.
All right.
They can give me a call at 573-761-0250, or they can email me at mlerue, and I will spell that out for you, at newstribune.com, and that's MLEROUX. At newstribune.com.
All right, Madeline, it's a pleasure chatting with you today. We look forward to seeing this issue coming out, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.